I'll beat it. Yeah. Oh, hey. Welcome to Michael on the Go, and I'm your host, Michael Giannotti. Video in Office 365 and Yammer integration. So I had a client in last week, and actually we talked about this in our last Michael on the Go, but one of the other things that came up was best practices around making video social. So as many of you are aware, you know, when we rolled out this whole Office 365 video, one of the things that came down the pike was Yammer integration. And it's a beautiful thing because Yammer is this great social entity for conversations, microblogging, right? Social conversations where you can set up topically focused groups. Like for example, I'm in one that's Office 365 video. I'm also a member of one around Xbox and others. And when I have questions around that, I can get in there. Folks from the product team, like in the Office 365 video, Mark Mraz and other great folks are in there answering questions, having dialogue with us around customer needs and things that we're seeing, etc. And it's a beautiful thing, but it exists over here and the video is over here. Well, with contextual video, you can click on and start a conversation. It brings up the Yammer pane alongside and it allows you to converse. And those conversations then get tracked and they're always contextual to the video in place, but also show up in the broader Yammer. And that's a beautiful thing. But, and here's the thing, and the client was asking about this, you know, where does that go? How do we target that conversation so it's also targeted within the Yammer site or entity itself? Well, the way it works today is it goes into the all Yammer group, and that's what we've seen. And so folks say, well, yeah, but you know, that's great where I have an executive video, maybe, you know, here at Microsoft, Satya Nadella, if he's gonna go ahead and give a executive talk or something that's for the broad company-wide, you know, view, and we wanna have social conversations against it, that's great, but what about my team, my group? What about Office 365 video discussions, right? Maybe we want a corresponding channel with demo videos, etc., that go along with that. Wouldn't it be nice to target those videos to that group? Well, that's the beauty of where we're going. So in case you have not seen, Mark Mraz actually posted in the Office 365 video group out on the public Office 365 network for Yammer, the fact that they were taking folks to do the preview for the new Yammer integration. And that really falls into the best practice I want you to start thinking about as you're rolling out the video. Whether you have availability to it with early access or not yet, this is something you should be thinking about actively and planning for, because it is a best practice, and it's this. The new options are as follows. Number one, Yammer integration. So it'll go out to the all company group. And as a best practice, that is a great place to be able to target video that's going out company-wide. Again, those executive announcements, corporate-wide training videos, etc. You want to be able to have conversations that go out to the broad organization because the entire organization is conversing, is viewing, etc. So that's absolutely appropriate. They also, though, at a channel, and this is by channel level, by the way, so it's not all or nothing. The next option is that you can target a specific group, and this is where it gets beautiful, right? So you want to target a group. Maybe it is, again, maybe it's Xbox, you know, and here internally, Microsoft, we have all these Xbox discussions. Maybe we want to show what we're seeing with Xbox, and they're showing tips, etc., and all those things. Maybe it could be around internally for you. You might have a SharePoint user group. You know, I know a lot of orgs that have those. They have SharePoint team, you know, internal SharePoint user groups and how to do things with SharePoint and build solutions. Maybe you're going to show tips and tricks and you want to correspond those conversations then in it. Maybe it's your operations and support group, like we talked about last week on Michael on the Go, where we talked about rolling out video for support and operations, so you have tips and tricks, how-to videos, and have those conversations then targeted at a corresponding Yammer group. And you can do that at a channel level. So that's your second option. The third is no video, and that's absolutely appropriate. I mean, no video, no Yammer integration. So it turns that off, and in that channel then, you won't have those conversations. Where does that apply? Well, that's something organizationally you need to think through, because the default should be one of the first two. You either want to do all company, or even more appropriately as a best practice, target it to a specific Yammer group. So in that Yammer group, you'll see that conversation pop up with a tie back to the video. Targeted conversations, and it becomes two-way, there's a synchronicity, like the Police used to sing. But there are instances where you want none. So for example, there may be different corporate announcements and other things where really you're not looking to spot, you're just disseminating information, not looking for feedback, especially through that channel, through an open social. Maybe you'll solicit it through a more structured process of email, forms, etc., but not through a social conversation channel. So that should not be the default, that should be the exception. So you will think about channels where you will create that kind of content and then correspondingly turn it off, but absolutely available. So, you know, number one, I would say the default should be for your org to think about, as you're rolling out different channels, target those to the specific, a corresponding group in Yammer. It's a great best practice. Those folks will get those conversations that it's targeted. It feeds into that group. Folks looking at that group in Yammer will then see those conversations with links back to videos pertinent to them in that group. Synchronicity. When you have corporate-wide information that you want to disseminate, executive announcements and other things that are company-wide, and you want to provide social conversation, which you should in most instances, then you take the default behavior for that. For those channels, those should be in areas where you're going to produce that and have it go out to the all company feed. And again, goes into the all company feed, people see that, they can, from all company, and they can get a link back to the video, multiple ways of getting to it. And finally, you want to have a channel or channels set up where you're going to create content where you do not want, for various business reasons, you know, maybe it's you're announcing a policy change that, you know, this isn't something we want to necessarily have a social conversation. We want to solicit feedback and others through other structured mechanisms, then you could go ahead and do so. And there's absolutely a need for that. You know, not everything has to be social, but video is social by nature, so target where possible. With that, just some food for thought. Again, this is out there in the early access. If you're not a member, by the way, of the Office 365 network, we'll have a link to it in our www.mtcstudios.com site on this post. So we'll have links back to that. So if you're not a member of that network, you should absolutely join, and join the group Office 365 Video. I'll provide links to both. There you'll get the opportunity to have conversations with folks like Mark and others. Mark Cashman's on there as well. So check it out. Check out Office 365 Video, contextual Yammer, and the new options in early access. With that, this is Michael on the go, bidding you have a great day. Think video, think social, and empower your organization. Take care and ciao.